Well, good morning again. Truly, this is indeed the day the Lord has made, and we're determined to rejoice and be glad in it. Here it is, the 15th day of November. I tell you, we're halfway through November, and that's a signal that we're coming up to Thanksgiving. But it's in my opinion, every day is a day of Thanksgiving. And so we thank God for just allowing us to see this day. And we don't know what tomorrow will bring, but we know that He's brought us thus far by faith. And so we're encouraged today, even as we prepare to make our way through this day. And we give God the glory, the honor, and all of the praise. Certainly grateful for each of you on the call today. And I heard my brother's voice down in St. Mary's, Georgia, even as we were preparing to set this inspirational moment up for recording. And let me give you the playback number. It's 605-475-3228. That's 605-475-3228. And we are grateful for each of you on the call today and your continued support of this inspirational moment each Tuesday. And we're doing two different platforms. We have Facebook Live as well as our conference call. And so we're certainly thankful for the mediums that God has afforded us to be able to share just the inspirational moment. Well, can you believe it? As we said, we're preparing for Thanksgiving and getting ready. You see the changes in the seasons. And you know, we've been talking about finishing strong and how important it is for us as believers to have a purpose in mind. All things should be done with a purpose in mind, and that we should finish this year strong and not wait till we get to the close of the year, the beginning of the new year, to start setting our sights on what we need to do in terms of, fresh assignments and vision and mission and what God would have for us. Some people wait till the first of the year to start talking about resolutions and all of that, but it's still not too late for you to prepare for what you are anticipating, preparing for your harvest. And I just believe that God will honor that, and you will be ready when God begins to bless in a powerful and a mighty way. So here's the question I want to raise this morning as you prepare to make your way. Are you really understanding your God-given assignment in this season? Because we're in a season of change. We're in a season where we're being challenged. Some are challenged with their personal health. Some are challenged spiritually. Some are challenged in terms of making adjustments in their lives. Because we're in a season of adjustment. And, you know, just as the seasons of life come, I believe the seasons in our own personal lives happen the same way. You see, we turn the heat on. We start putting on extra layers of clothes so that we might stay protected. And so it is when we are doing things spiritually, we have to make the adjustments that's necessary in order for us to be effective in our witness for God. So here's the scripture I want to leave with you today as we just give you a couple of handles for today. It's found in Philippians, very familiar passage of scripture, Philippians the 3rd chapter and verse number 14. Here's what it says. It says, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. So one of the things I wanted you to be clear on as you prepare and think about finishing strong, and as you already setting your sights toward what God has in store for you, keep your eyes on the prize. Yeah, that's what I want to tell you. Keep your eyes on the prize. There are going to be difficulties. There are going to be trials. There are going to be tribulations. But know this, your destiny must be distraction proof. Yeah, your destiny must be distraction proof. Because you see, the enemy will use distractions. He will use discouragement as tools to throw you off track from reaching your God-given assignment, your God-given destiny. And he will attempt to throw you off track so that you don't fulfill the assignment that God has placed upon your life. And so what I want to tell you today is, don't let what you're going through keep your mind off where you're going to. If you keep your eyes on what you're going to, you will not be swayed by what you're going through. I know I said a mouthful right there, but we need to make sure that we stay focused in this season, because the enemy will try to distract us. He will try to distort the plan of God. He will try to hinder. He will try to cause discouragement in this season, that we lose sight of what God is yet leading us to. Listen, my brother and sister, your destiny is so amazing. You must recognize the goodness of God in the midst of every trying situation that you face. You know, it makes no difference how delicate the situation or how difficult the storm might be. God is allowing, and he knows that he's prepared you for what you're going through. And so, you know, when you go through changes, when we go through difficulties in life, that does not change who God is. I believe that when we go through different cycles and when we go through different seasons, it's a part of preparing us and equipping us for what yet lies ahead. So when we come out of a difficulty, it yet prepares us for the blessings that's on the other side. When we come out of a sickness, it yet gives us a stronger testimony of the goodness and the grace of God. Because God remains the same. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So that lets us know that he is a healer. He's able to turn our situations around. There's nothing too hard for our Lord. And so when God puts a thing together as it relates to our purpose, then there are some steps and some changes, some challenges, some seasons that we have to go through. But he knew that we could handle it because he's put on the inside of us everything that we need in order to overcome. Isn't that something? And so this is a season that we're in now as we are making these adjustments. This is a season to glorify God, not to fold under the pressure. We've got to continue to look to the hills from whence cometh our help, because all of our help comes from the Lord. Paul put it this way. He said, I press toward the mark. In other words, he has a singleness of purpose. He says, I press toward that mark. He has a determination and a boldness that he's not going to just settle and become a chronic complainer, but he's going to continue to develop himself as a result of what he found himself in. Can I tell somebody today, as you make your way, to continue to press and continue to be encouraged. Don't become negative and doom gloom in the midst of what you're going through. Think about how God is already healed, how he's already delivered, how God has already made a way. God has already given you the victory. And when you come out of this, you're going to be better than you were when you went in. And you know, so many people are looking and they are amazed at your joy that you have even in the midst of what you're going through right now. And so I just believe that your witness, your testimony can become contagious in this season. And it would encourage others to continue to press through what they're going through. And then they would come to you and they'll say, well, what is the secret to you being able to keep a level head and stay positive in the midst of all of this negativity? And then that'll be the door that God will open for you to be able to share your testimony about how God brought you. All of our testimonies are not the same. But can I tell you something? There's too much of God's presence in you. There's too much of God's witness on the inside of you. There's too much of God just surrounding you, even in the midst of what you're going through, for you to be negative. So be positive today. Be an encourager and know that God is well able to see you through. There is no secret to what our God can do, what he's done for others. Guess what? That's right. He'll do it for you. There is too much of God in you for you to turn back now. Wow, that's what Paul is saying. There's too much God on the inside of me for me to turn back now. So you got to keep your eyes on the prize. Paul put it this way. He said, I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. So I want to encourage you on this 15th day of November to begin today with a fresh approach to the circumstances that life throw your way. Some of us might be battling various sicknesses and ailments, But continue to keep a positive mindset. Continue to say, I'm going to press through this. Because in your pressing, therein lies your blessing. I'm not going to grow weary in well-doing. I'm not going to become distracted by the tricks of the enemy. I'm not going to allow discouragement to hinder the destiny that God has over my life. But I'm going to trust God and know that he's well able. And the same God that brought you through that last situation, he's well able to see you through this one. There is no secret to what our God can do. What he's done for others, he will do for you. If you trust and never doubt, yes, surely. Somebody say surely. He will bring you out. Well, that's the thought for today. And that word is found in Philippians, the third chapter, in that 14th verse. But I want to encourage you to read that whole third chapter today if you get an opportunity. And know that you got to keep your eyes on the prize. In this season of challenge, in this season of refocusing, in this season of change, in this season of closing out a year and preparing for what yet lies ahead, in this season where we're making a commitment to finish strong, know that you got to keep your eyes on the prize. Let's go to God in prayer. Father, we bless you and we honor you, and we do thank you, and we know that you have not you have given us everything that we need in order to be more than conquerors. And so today we make a declaration to you that we're going to continue to press toward that mark of the prize of the high calling of God. And so God, we pray for each person on the call today, whatever their circumstance or their situation might be, lift up their heads, keep them positive, allow them not to become confused by the distractions that may come their way. But today we commit ourselves to stay focused on those things that will bring glory and honor to your name. So we love you and we honor you, and we thank you for being our God. In Jesus' name we pray. And the people of God said, amen. Well, look, I hope you have a fantastic day today as you prepare to make your way through this day that the Lord has afforded us to be a part of. And as I say oftentimes, keep your spiritual antennas up today and be on the lookout for God to use you to be a blessing to somebody else. All right, well, until next time, you be blessed.